Welcome to the Mackey Motors tailgate here, brought to you by Mackey Motors, joined by guests here, Corey McCarville, the head coach for the IKM Manning Wolves. Corey, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you.
So you guys last week took on St. Albert and fell at home, unfortunately. Can you kind of take us through the game and some of the key plays for what you guys had seen on the sidelines?
Yeah, we didn't tackle very well. We gave up a lot of big plays. But we kind of, from a yardage standpoint, we had quite a few yards. We just didn't execute the offense we needed to.
And then for you guys there, do you feel like, what did you take away from that game that you guys are going to take into the rest of the season?
Well, hopefully the guys recognize that the little details matter. We really stressed tackling the running back last week, and we did not do a good enough job of that. We had a game plan, and we didn't execute it to the level we needed to.
And then for you guys now, going to go face the South Central Calhoun team with the same record as you guys. Have you seen much on film from them? And if you have, kind of what can you take away from the film?
Well, Coach Case has been a Hall of Fame coach. He's done a tremendous job with that program for a really, really long time. They're well coached. They're fundamentally very, very solid. They're able to do a variety of things on offense. They run, some full house looks, some power eye looks, a little bit of spread. So they're going to challenge your defense in a variety of ways. They have really, really, I'm really impressed with their offensive line. They got big guys, strong guys. They got really good skill guys. I mean, they're a good football team. It's going to be a challenge.
And so for you guys, I mean, it's going to be your first road game going there and playing them. When you talk about a challenge there, do you feel like you guys are kind of going to have to play up a little bit and play a little bit better going into this week?
Well, we need to play better than we did last week. That's for certain. So, we just really need to execute. We really need to tackle better. We just did not tackle well last week. So that's going to be a key thing. Is just we got to tackle better than we did a week ago.
And then for you guys as well, what do you feel like South Central Calhoun brings to the table on the defensive end?
They run a variety of different looks. They have their 3-4, and then they'll look like a 5-2 at times. They move their linebackers around inside, outside. Variety of different stunts. They're always sending the linebacker, so they put a lot of pressure on your line to pick up stunts. Their D line is very talented, big, strong. It's going to be a challenge.
And you talk about kind of the physicality and the size that South Central Calhoun brings. Do you feel like you guys are going to have to kind of bring some of that physicality to the table as well?
Well, absolutely. We always stress that the game is won up front. The offensive line needs to play well in order for us to be successful. We always want to establish the running game, and that's going to be, it's going to be hard to do. It's going to be a challenge. But we really need to execute, and, we really need to play better than we did a week ago.
I mean, looking from week zero now to week two, what do you feel like you guys have improved on the most between that time?
Well, I think the players are really bought in. I think the focus of the group has been tremendous. I still think we have a really good collection of receivers. We had quite a few passing yards a week ago, and I think we have a variety of receivers that we feel we can throw the ball to. So I just think we're a lot more balanced across the board on offense than what we have been.
And then as well here, what do you feel like you guys can work on the most coming into week three?
Oh, we just really need to be better tacklers is what we need to continue to work on. And really the other thing that we need to continue to work on is defeating blocks. We did not get off of blocks last week. I haven't stressed that enough, so that's one of the things that we'll try to focus in on practice here this week. We got to get off blocks.
And then for you guys as well, I know probably a little bit out from this year, but looking at district play and kind of how the first couple weeks have gone, have you seen much of your district and kind of how do you think the district's shaping up?
I think our district is really, really good. St. Albert's is obviously a very talented team. We play Woodbury Central next week. They're a perennial powerhouse. They're a very good team week in, week out. Logan is really, really good every year. I just think our district is very, very well balanced all the way through. Westwood is good. West Monona is improving. I don't know a lot about Akron, just because we never really see them, but I just think our district is very, very good from top to bottom.
And then for you guys there, I mean, looking at the offensive side of the ball, what do you feel like you guys will need to do to be able to be successful within the district?
I think we need to be balanced. You know, obviously we always want to establish the running game, but we're going to have to be able to be successful in the passing game as well.
And then lastly here, I mean, looking at kind of your guys' roster, it's a lot of seniors that are going to go out there and play for you. Do you feel like that's kind of the group that's going to go out there and lead on the field for you?
Well, I certainly hope so. I think some of our best teams are always senior-led, senior-driven. So hopefully our seniors provide great examples and great leadership.
Well, Coach McCarville, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday's game at Slauson-Calhoun.
I appreciate it.